Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2648. Could You Be Saving Too Much Money? Part 2 by Jessica Yolkish with ChristineLucan.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. If you're new here or skipping around, be sure to listen to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 2647. But if you're all caught up, let's get right back to it and hear part 2 as we continue optimizing your life. Could You Be Saving Too Much Money? Part 2 by Jessica Yolkish with ChristineLucan.com. Prioritize Buying Memory Capital. Another book, Happy Money, The New Science of Smarter Spending, by Elizabeth Dunn and Michael Norton, demonstrates that people's satisfaction with spending money on things decreases over time. However, people's satisfaction with money spent on experiences increases over time. Why is that? Because you're investing in memory capital. You're buying memories with friends and family that you can relive in your mind or by telling the stories to other people. And you can enjoy that memory capital until the day you die. This is probably why our elderly relatives enjoy telling the same stories over and over again. They're cherishing their memory capital. Does this mean you shouldn't spend money on material things? Of course not. Just be mindful of how much long-term enjoyment you'll get out of them. You might want to give preference to buying things that facilitate memory creation. For example, I know a couple who bought a ski boat specifically to entice their high school and college-age kids to spend quality time with them. They are regularly building memories with their kids at the lake and are happy with their purchase. Give money to charity and your kids now, not later. A major point of resistance people have with the Die with Zero philosophy is the kids. I mean, even the Bible says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. To be clear, Perkins is not advocating you give zero money to your children or charity. Quite the opposite. He's recommending you give it to them at a more optimal time, before you die. If you ask any charity when they need donations, the answer is going to be now. Of course, no charity is going to turn down a huge one-time windfall, but smaller, regular donations ensure the charity is helping people and will continue to do so for many years to come. So what about the kids? The average age for children to receive an inheritance from a parent or other relative is 51 years old. In Die with Zero, Perkins brings up some compelling reasons to give money to your children before your soul passes into the great beyond. As I stated earlier, when you're young, you have an abundance of time and health, but less money. By giving money to your kids, nieces, and nephews before they're a half century old, you can give them the magical trifecta: money, time, and health. Giving money to your kids in their 20s for experiences like a backpacking trip through Europe or a mission trip to South America could be life-changing. You might choose to help your grown children with a down payment on a house, pick up the tab for the family vacation to Disney, or relieve them of a major car repair bill. One big benefit of not waiting to transfer at least some of your wealth to your kids before you die is that you actually get to watch them enjoy it. Currently, the IRS allows you to give up to $16,000 per year to any individual tax-free. If you're both married, both you and your spouse can each gift your child $16,000 for a total of $32,000. If your grown child is married, you can also gift their spouse the same amount tax-free. Please consult your tax pro for current IRS regulations on tax-free giving. How to not run out of money. Running out of money in one's golden years is a huge fear for many people, which is the big reason for oversaving. Bill Perkins suggests long-term care insurance and annuities as the answer. I'm not a financial planner, so I don't recommend any particular type or brand of investment. But you might be wondering what exactly annuities and long-term care insurance are, so a basic explanation is in order. An annuity is a long-term insurance product that provides guaranteed income. For example, a $500,000 annuity would pay you approximately $2,396 each month for the rest of your life, depending on fees and rates of return, if you purchased the annuity at age 65 and began taking payments immediately. You or your beneficiary are guaranteed to at least the amount you paid in, $500,000. If you die before that amount is paid out, your beneficiary will get the payments up to the amount that you initially paid for the annuity. You can think of an annuity as a DIY pension. Skyrocketing healthcare costs in old age are a serious concern that long-term care insurance addresses. Long-term care insurance is an insurance product sold in the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada that helps pay for the costs associated with long-term care. Long-term care insurance covers expenses generally not covered by health insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid. The bottom line. The message at the heart of the book, Die with Zero, is summed up in its subtitle, Getting All You Can from Money and Your Life. The bottom line is to be intentional with your money, time, and health. Don't live on autopilot. Yes, saving for the future is a good thing, but saving too much money isn't. Don't forget to enjoy the present and buy more memory capital whenever you can. You want to be the old person with hundreds of amazing stories to delight your grandkids, not the one repeating the same four or five because that's all you got. Finally, please remember, there's no prize for being the richest person in the cemetery. The ultimate goal of money is to support your happiness, both now and later. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Could You Be Saving Too Much Money? By Jessica Yolkish with ChristineLucan.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I do think the book Die with Zero gives some good advice regarding inheritances. But here's something to consider. Maybe your kids don't need your money. The other day, I told our 11-year-old that I wanted to make him a t-shirt that says Future Millionaire on the back. I was asking him if he would like to wear something like that, or if he would feel like it was too pretentious. He said he would enthusiastically wear the shirt, and then started talking about how excited he is to be a millionaire one day. So then I told him that I felt the need to clarify. We aren't going to give him $1 million. We are going to show him how to be a self-made millionaire. To which he responded in his adorable squeaky voice, "Yeah, I'm going to turn $100 into $1 million. He simplified it a bit, but I suspect he was thinking about investing and compound interest. As the saying goes, better to teach a man to fish than give him a fish. I intend to leave most of my money to charity if there is any left, because if I do my job right, my heirs won't need my money. They will be drowning in their own millions. I also think it's important to be careful when gifting money to kids, because if they are financially illiterate, they will probably squander it. When I graduated high school, my mom gave me $10,000. It was a very generous gift that was gone a year later. I didn't know anything about money, and now I'm so glad that she didn't give me more. But that's going to do it for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day, and I'll see you tomorrow for more Optimal Finance Daily, where your optimal life awaits.